emotional security. This one, it might not make sense to you if you're a man, especially if you're a man's man. I'm a man's man. I'm as man as men come on. Play table soccer. How many people here play table soccer? I'm as man as men are. I roll tire. You know rolling tire? Some young people won't know that, but old guys will know it. Roll tire. How many of you walk barefooted? Good. Some of you are real men here. Walk long distance, oh. Long, long distance without shoes, without slippers. Without shirts. Men are just something else. Walk on pavement and all kinds of things. So I'm as man as they come. I'm a man's man to the core. So emotional things will be very foreign to you. But if you're going to make your wife happy, you need to learn it. I had to learn it. Most of what I know about emotions and women today is not, it doesn't even come to me naturally. There are some men that are naturally gifted and skilled at it, but for most of us that are men's men, rugged men, it didn't come to us. We didn't know anything about it. We didn't know how a woman functions emotionally. Women are emotional beings. Totally, they are totally different from a man. They are emotional beings. So for you to be an effective man, you must understand how a woman is created, how she's framed, how she sees life, how she thinks, how she feels. Totally different from a man's own. If you don't understand this, you will keep doing things and wondering why she's not happy. Because she doesn't take life the way you take it. She doesn't see things the way you see it. Women are emotional beings. That's how they were created. We are less emotional. We are more logical. So we are very different. And the beauty of marriage is that two different creatures come together and are able to serve one another and love one another. That's why God did it like that. It's the beauty of it. So if you are going to be a good man, you must understand the needs of a woman, that they are emotional in nature, and you must pay attention to it. When I first got engaged to my wife, or in a relationship with my wife, you know, I would just call her. In fact, I didn't even call her. If I drop her at the bus stop, she's going home. See you later. See you next week, Monday. Great. Bye. And I won't call her again till next Monday. That when are you coming? I won't call her again. She now has to tell me that, no, that's not how it's done. When you drop me at the bus stop, call me later to find out if I've gotten home. I didn't know that. I said, I believed you when you said you're going home. I didn't know. I really believed that you're going home. You told me you're going home. The only time we should call me is if you didn't get home. If you go home, then we are fine because that's what we agreed. She said, no, you have to call to check if I've gotten home. Because for women, that shows that you care. You're not calling because you're an Uber driver. Or for destination, you're calling to show that I'm concerned, you see. But for men, between men, me and you don't see now, you say they go house. It will be awkward if you come and say, don't reach house. I'm like, what's it happen? Will they monitor me, anything? You see, our reaction is totally different. I don't need you to call me after we have said we are going home. You now come to see if I've gotten home. What do you? You see, so because we are men, we think women are like that. So we treat women like men. They are not men. In their own world, it's totally different. So she taught me, you must call to see if I've got. So, okay, fine, I'll do that. Then I started doing that, but after that calling, I won't call her again till the next month. She said, no, you have to call during the week to check up on me. Men, don't do that. As a man, Ogbola now have planned that we'll see next Monday. I'll not call him on Wednesday. So I just check up on you. Why? I tell you, anything that happened, it will be awkward for men. But for women, you need to keep in touch. Because women talk for affection. Men talk for information. So men only call you when there's something to say. That guy, I just think I'm saying, instead of us to meet for Ikeja, I'm going to meet for VI now. Since not there, you don't work. I'm going to just meet for VI. You see, men talk for information. And that's the kind of conversation. But women talk for affection. They can just call you for no reason. They expect you to call for no reason. You don't have to have a reason. Men have to have a reason. If you call a guy, say, guy, what's up? What's up? What happened? Say, yeah. He's expecting to tell him what I'm saying. No, I just call. No. So men talk for information, but women talk for affection. So you need to constantly keep in touch for no reason. Absolutely no reason. Keep in touch. Because women are emotional beings. Their needs are very different from that of men. your wife or your fiancé or whoever must never feel in competition for your affection. As a man, by now, you'd have discovered that your first love is your job. So you must find a way to manage the affection you give your job and the affection you give your wife. She must never feel in competition for your affection with anyone or anything. There must never be a situation where she's worried or bothered about somebody else in your life, especially of the opposite sex, that you are too close to this girl. That is a red sign. You are too close to this woman. That is a red flag. She must have enough doses of affection that she must never be threatened. You must give her emotional security. Learn to, like I said, call for no reason. Check up on her for no reason. Send texts for no reason. Train yourself. Train. It's training, you know. These things don't come to me naturally. I have trained myself. If my wife goes out in the morning, I hope she's not in the room. Okay. Hope she has gone out. So I won't say my secret where she is. So if my wife goes, if she goes out in the morning and she's not back by 4 or 5, I will just check up. I don't feel like most times, but I'm trained. Hey, honey, how are you? She said, fine. I said, how far with what you went for? It's going fine. I'll say, I miss you. I don't feel like that at that time. But I know she needs to hear that. Also, I miss you. Sometimes if I don't say it, if I say, oh, when are you coming back? She'll write, do you miss me? You see, that was me being slow. I should have said it before. She asked. So sometimes when I send her the chat, I'll put, when are you coming back? I'll not put in bracket, yes, I miss you. Before she asks. I learned it. I don't feel like that all the time. But I know she needs it. Somebody get what I'm saying? As a man, you can't depend on your feeling when it comes to relationship because you don't feel like women at all. You can't depend on your feeling. Your feeling will score you zero. Because you'll be treating her like one of your buddies, one of your guys. Even when I used to call her those days when we're dating. When she said, I should be calling her, I said, okay, I'll be calling you. And I'll call her and say, hello, how are you? So I just say, may I hail you? She'll say, you can't hail me. I'm not one of your guys. You can't. So I'm trying to learn it. So when you call, you have to be romantic. You have to know and say, hey, how are you doing, baby? What's happening? What's going on? Hey, just missing you. You know, that's what you have to say. To men, those things make no meaning among guys. But if you're going to have a good marriage and you have to make that woman happy, then you have to learn those things. Yes, I miss you. Yes, I miss you. Keep in touch throughout the day. Because for her, you're keeping in touch, it means you're not keeping in touch with any other person. When you're not keeping in touch with her, the way women's mind work, she's wondering who you're talking to. They're not talking to her. And she can see you're online. Emotional security. Most of the things will make sense to men, trust me. So you must totally love your wife and be willing to show it. You must totally love her and be willing to what? Show it. So you must master to say the words, I love you. Very awkward word for men, or phrase for men. Men don't need to hear, I love you. But women do. For men, if you give them money, they know you love them. For women, it doesn't work like that. Just giving her money is not enough. She needs to hear the words, I love you. Can we practice this? All men, 1, 2, go. Say, I love you. Yeah. You must practice. Trust me, it takes time to master it. Very awkward thing for men to say. In fact, men even feel vulnerable and weak saying those kind of words. I love you. It's hard. The more you say it, you'll get the hang of it. When you leave here today, please do me a favor. Pick the phone. Call your wife. Tell her the conference went well and you just want to tell her that you love her, okay? That will help my career, okay? If you don't want to do it for her, do it for me. It will help. So next time we're doing something, she will force you to come. Please do it. Do we agree, guys? No, I'm serious. So do we agree, guys? Some of you are not answering it. I'm begging you now, serious. I'm begging you now. When we leave here, pick the phone. When we do the break, tell her we're on break. And you just want to tell her that you love her. That's all you called for. Okay? Thank you. I appreciate your support. I really appreciate your support.
But you must master those words. Very awkward word for me. Till now, I still find it hard to say. Because it's not my own way of receiving love. It's not my own way of giving. So I find it very awkward. But I know women need to hear it. It gives emotional support for them. So I say, I love you. I love you very much. It goes a long way when you even know reasons why you love her. So begin to find the reasons why you like her particularly. And if you add that, that's extra bonus scores. How she looks, how she talks, whatever you like. Master how to say things like, I will never hurt you. Now, let me give you a quick expo. If you can't say it like me too, I struggle to say those words, write it. It's easier to type for me. Because I find it awkward to say those things. Like you too, I'm a man's man. Men, don't talk like that. I love you. What did they do, you guy? Are you okay? But it's important to say, I will never hurt you. Guys, do we agree? These are things you should do within this 1 week before you forget, okay? Thank you to help me. On that word, you must learn to say, I will never leave you. I will never leave you. I will never leave you. As a relationship expert, there are some things I've studied. You know, that's why abroad, the way they see love is different from how we see love in Africa. Because we're so hungry down here, we see love only on material blessings. But abroad, you see, they're not hungry, they're not looking for food, so most of their love is emotional. In fact, it shows in their worship songs, in our worship songs. Our worship songs is built around what God can do. Only you can do what no man can do. Now your hand, they do this one here. That's how our worship songs are. But abroad, because material things are already provided for by government and other things, their main things they lack is emotional love. So their worship songs portrays this. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. No material things like, who you are. Who you love by me. It's who I am. Just love. I just want to be where you are. Tell African hungry man. Where is that? Which address is that? I need money. You say, you will be where you are. Beware. So that's how this one is too. Some things that don't make sense to you is what women need. So you can't ignore it. So things like, I will never leave you. It's important. Because most women struggle with the fact that you don't love them. If you're married, your wife struggles with the fact. But that's her need. Her need is security. So she struggles with that. You don't like me. You don't appreciate me. You don't love me. You will leave me one day. I know some of you already behave like that. You already behave like you don't like her. You already behave like you will leave. For some of you have even threatened your wife that I will just divorce you. That's emotional bullying. She's already struggling with it and you are intensifying it by threatening her you will leave. She has genuine concern that you will leave, even if you don't plan to leave. Because there are many men that have walked out of their marriages, just carry their bag and go. Because men are not emotional. So you need to constantly reassure your wife that I love you, I will never hurt you, I will never leave you. Those of you that have the all year round book, wear your sticker, this thing from time to time, tell her I'm all in. I will never leave you. On that phrase, you must learn. I'm giving you phrases, write these things down. I need to use them this week. How many have I said? Tell me one that I've said, guys. What? Let's say it's out. Let's follow the order we said it to. One, two, go. Good. I'm all in, Abby. You can add that one. Because those are things women struggle with that you will leave. On that one. You satisfy me. AKA, you are all I want. You satisfy me. Those are things women struggle with. They don't know if they are good enough. Women struggle with whether they are good enough. These are things you must say. On that thing, you can say, I don't want any other person. Because, you know, men in their nature want many women. So women know that. So they want to know that you don't want any other person. If you're among those kind of women that you have strained eyes, anyway you see fine girl, you must look. Those things betray you and they create threat to your wife. You must master the art of facing your front. No matter how tempted you are to look. It's a training. Just like Job said. Job said, I've made a covenant on my eyes. I don't care. I won't look. I don't want any other person. Next one, master the art of saying you are beautiful. You must master that art. Whenever she dresses up to go out, say it. Even when she wakes up in the morning, without makeup, say it. You are beautiful. Also, you are very intelligent or smart. Baseline, women want unconditional love. That means the love should not be based on whether she's doing something right today or not. One of your biggest struggles as a man is to love your wife when she's not doing right. Because you as a man, you are performance driven. That's why you see men, when their club is doing well, they support. When their club is not doing well, they're angry. Men are performance driven. I love you as long as you're doing right. So, but what women want is unconditional love. That means even when you are messing up, even when you didn't do right, even when this food is not sweet, I still love you. You must master the art of not complaining. Because some of you, when they cook for you and it's sweet, you don't talk. But when it's not sweet, that's the only time you talk. When the sex was good, you didn't talk. When the sex was not good, you want to talk. So that's wrong. If you don't compliment her as much as you complain, then don't complain at all. So sometimes you must master the art of eating food that is not sweet without saying a word. Just enjoy it by faith. Because you are making, that's what love is. You are making a sacrifice of love. That's what love is. You are communicating by eating that food without complaint. Do you understand, guys? So can we rehearse? So the baseline is unconditional love. Love her in spite of what she's doing. Women need emotional love. So be romantic. If you don't have all year round, you must get all year round. Those are tips. I put 52 tips for 52 weeks inside it, and they send you email reminders. If you don't have it, it's out there. Get it. See, women like when they see that you are also trying to be in touch with your emotional side. They're attracted to that. They love that. When you're trying to be romantic. For men, men struggle with romance, but you must learn that that's what women like. Women like romance. Women like fantasy. So no matter how poor you are or broke you are, don't be too stuck up in what you're going through. You can find a special way to do the normal things. That's what romance is. Romance is doing the normal things in a special way. You don't have to be rich to do it. I remember one of the first gifts I gave my wife when we were still single, we were still dating then. One of the first gifts I gave her was a phone. Then her phone was bad and she needed to change her phone. And as a man, that's why men try to impress women, because you are made to be a superhero. So I wanted to do something. I wanted to buy her a phone. And I couldn't afford a real phone. So I bought her not a second-hand phone. Of course, it wasn't a new phone. Not a second-hand phone. Not a fairly used phone. I bought her an unfairly used phone. The phone I bought her was unfairly used. You know, phone that has suffered already. Those phones, you don't buy them with charger. You buy phones separate. Buy batteries separate, buy charger separate. The phone itself, all the buttons were not showing clearly. It was an old phone. But her phone was totally bad, so I had to change her phone. But you see, with that unfairly used phone, I didn't just bring that phone and come and say, manage it. Just manage it. No. We went to a show in Musa Center, one of comedy show, something that time. I used to try to change her SIM card from her old phone that is bad, put it in our new phone, put the phone in her bag. And she went back to, she was still doing her, finishing her master's there in Unilag. So she went to school, I went home. And I was calling her at night when she had gotten to the room. And the phone was ringing a different ringtone. And she didn't pick it. And people were saying, is that not your phone? She said, it's not my phone. But she said, ringing from your bag. And she went and picked it and found out that I bought her a new phone. Now it was an unfairly used phone, but you see the packaging and the delivery. It's what we use to support our ministry. So that's what I'm saying. To men, it doesn't make sense, but to women, that makes a big deal. It's not just the gift, it's how the gift was what? Delivered. So you want to buy her perfume, don't just carry the perfume and just go to the house, she's cooking, just put it on the cupboard, say, bam, see, I bought you perfume, you know you've been complaining. No. It's just a perfume, it might not be so expensive, it might not be a big deal, but hide it somewhere she will find it. The delivery will touch her more than even the gift. She will see that you are being thoughtful. And that goes a long way. Same thing you were going to do, but do it in a special way. That's what romance is. Doing the simple things in a special way. Do you understand, guys?